we will purify their hearts so that they are able to enter into the eightfold pastimes. So we would like to today do a little Gora meditation with all of you. Don't worry, you don't have to close the eyes or anything. It is just we will hear what really happens during the Artic ceremony and the beauty of all of this. So we hope that Shishi Radha Vrindavan Chandra, all the Vaishnavas, will be satisfied with our humble attempt to please you.
Krishna, Krishna,
Before the Lord was Advaita Acharya, who was overwhelmed in waves of prema. He waved ghee lamps with 5 wicks before the Lord and had fixed his unwavering glance on the face of the Lord. There was a beautiful kirtan going on with mridanga, tam-tams, dampha drums, very small and played with their hands, flutes, some were very high, others had a low sound. There were bells, karatas, and ear-deafening gongs, which were had the shape of a big plate. They send out vibrations, these gongs, my dear devotees, which could be felt even in New Vrindavan, when this was covered by raccoons and trees and everything, no human population. There was Mukunda. Mukunda led an extraordinary kirtan, which we can see on the blackboard. Krishna Narahari Gopala Govinda. Everyone.
Krishna Narahari Gopala Govinda.
Rama Krishna Narahari Gopala Govinda,
Rama Krishna Narahari, Gopala Govinda,
Rama Krishna Narahari, Gopala. To dance wildly. Rakeshvara smiles and he joins the dance of the Acharya, and soon he dances in transcendental rapture with very elegant movements. Then he jumps very high and begins to turn in circles while he jumps in the air. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu found great pleasure in Rakeshvara Pandit's dancing. And he said, "Oh, Chandramukhi, moon-faced Rakeshvara, I need another one like you who dances. This would give me 2 wings with which I could fly. How far can I fly with only one wing? Gadadha was there. Shrivas, Goridas, Haridas, they all joined. Please call out these names of the devotees and feel bliss rise in your heart. Nityananda,
Nityananda,
Advaita,
Advaita,
Prakeshvara, reject these devotees. Never oversee these devotees. It is these devotees who can usher you into the kirtan of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told us there are only two things. Chant the holy names and worship the devotees. If you do these two things, chant and worship the devotees, rejecting all envy and other misplaced feelings from your heart, I will certainly accept. Others were singing, Tatai. You were not singing. Tatai.
Tatai.
Giving the rhythm. Tatai, 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 tatai. Like this, yes. And much better. Some were building groups as the kirtan was picking up. They started to run left to right and right to left, and then crisscross through the assembly. They became so blissful that they forgot everything else in the world. Their kirtan was so wonderful that Shiva, Brahma, and even Indra, who's attached to the dance performances in the heavenly planets, and all the devatas came, leaving their assemblies and the royal dance girls. They had goose pimples on their skin. They showered showers of tears. And amongst them appeared Shiva, Shesha, Shesha, who glorified the devotees with thousands of names. In this way, the kirtan is going on. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
My dear devotees, this are truly cosmic yearnings, where all the devatas take place. It is described when the devotees danced, that dancing steps purified the splendid earth. When they jumped and the earth shook, the tremor went down to the Patala Lokas and purified the Patala Lokas. And when they reached with their outstretched arms into the sky, the whole Bhuvalokas, everything became purified, and they joyfully sang the names of Brahma, thousands of names, Hare Krishna, everybody.
Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Hare, Hare
even make offerings of flowers to the feet of the devotees who arrive. And they place betel nuts in their mouths. There's the great delight. Meanwhile, the sound of the kirtan has built up so much that it pervades the entire universe. There's the sound of conchs, midangas, karatas, all inauspiciousness in the universe is banned. The universe is purified. And then one devotee, the best of the midanga players, starts to play the rhythm to which Gauranga likes to dance. Up till now, only Nityananda has danced, Haridas has danced. As Mukunda was leading the kirtan, there was the aratik, and there was this most blissful dancer, you remember? Vrakeshwara Pandit, please tell me his name. Vrakeshwara Pandit, yes. Shiva and Brahma were there, but the Lord of Dance had not yet entered. He was there swaying back and forth, absorbed in the trance of Krishna. But then specific Gauranga beat came. It sounded drum. Dreamy, dreamy, dreamy. Say drum. Dreamy, dreamy, dreamy. Drum. Dreamy, dreamy, dreamy.
Mahaprabhu becomes so excited in that kirtan bhava
that he steps on the earth while dancing so strongly that the earth trembles. And the devatas start to run, thinking, with the universe? What is with the universe? Then he gets very slow. He looks like the best of dancers. But he asks a question. Where is the Lord of my life who's playing his flute? What shall I do now? Where should I go to find the son of Maharaj Nanda? To whom shall I speak? Who is there who can understand my disappointment without the son of Maharaj Nanda? My heart is broken. Then Lord Chaitanya's senses turn inside, and suddenly he sees Krishna in his threefold bending Tribhanga pose. He takes his hands and gestures, playing the flute like Krishna Chandra. His beautiful body is covered with sweat drops that look like beautiful flowers. Then he perspires so much that it seems that the streams of Ganga water wash over him. Devotees who see Chaitanya Mahaprabhu standing in his threefold bending form and perspiring and crying for Krishna, those who witness this hold each other's neck and cry also. They are the happy witnesses of the ecstasy of the Lord. Anyone who sings the holy name and remembers this particular pastime which Chaitanya Mahaprabhu performs every evening in the courtyard of Shriva Sangam with his ecstatic devotees, he will certainly be accepted within the associates of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna.
Lord Chaitanya sits on the Singhasana.
Nityananda, holding your splendor over his head. See Advaita Acharya with unblinking eyes, gazing at the beautiful face of Gauranga and offering his hearty five-week prayer. See all of a sudden, Rakeshwara Pandit entering the ecstatic frenzy. As Advaita Acharya roars in ecstasy like a wild lion. Then, see how the devatas are allured, attracted to leave their heavenly distractions in the upper planets and join the cosmic kirtan. See them showering flowers, oh those flowers, they smell so good. In your mind's eye, see Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wavering back and forth in the ecstasy of Krishna's mantra. And then to the loud and exciting beat of the medalla, see him entering the dancing platform and dancing and then standing still, absorbed in the melody of Krishna. See him holding his hands if he plays the flute. And then see the devotees doing seva, chandan seva, vedana seva, gala seva, flower seva, water seva, every kind of seva. And then see this beautiful cosmic
I'm sorry.
Thank you. Oh, Satanic Bellows. Kirtan Mahaprabhu. The invitation of the talking drum in India, the Danga.
I'm gonna go. Oh, God. Yeah. Sing how you are, sing.
Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Please, my dear everyone, please situate yourself comfortably. And just very, very, very briefly, to complete this first full day of our retreat. You were really very nicely participating. I could see the sessions were well visited by you. You were also here in this Kirtan Mandali for the time which it took. Let me just make a concluding observation or remark or encouragement for this day. I think we all know that normally we do not engage so many hours with the Hare Krishna mantra, and also not in such depths. So, of course, when we do something new, we leave the zone which we are accustomed to, and we come into a new place where sometimes at least our mind is a foreigner. He is not accustomed to this every day. So this, let me say, it is here. In English you call this the liminal zone. That is the place between the known, you have left the known, and the not yet achieved goal. This is called the waiting room, where we sit and wait for an appointment with the divine doctor. You know, when we leave our old life behind, but we have not yet reached our eternal perfection in our spiritual life, we are somewhat in a waiting room. But in this room, it is where the new things can take place, and the, let us say, the aspired destination or the aspired goal, it can start to grow organically. So on a retreat, we are really trying to do this. We are trying to leave the known in order to come to a place, slightly unknown place. Perhaps sometimes your mind feels a little, oh my God, this is really an overdose. But it's good, because here the new you can grow. Here everything can come together. It is, you could call it, or compare it with spiritual surgery. Nothing short of that. But this, my dear devotees, this is what serious spiritual life means. There is a life beyond halava and cream. You know, there is a life there beyond the normal comfort things, and this is where we try to go. I'm sure that Krishna will give all of you just the right hints which you need to move on. So please pace yourself. We have one more day like this, same schedule. Gopi Manjari will give us the exact guidelines or exact information. And then we have the highlight, a 10-hour immersive kirtan. Yes. So pace yourself, take enough prasadam, take enough rest, take enough discussions with your good friends, so that you can really be there tomorrow again in the waiting room of God. No? So with this, I want to give the microphone over to Gopi Manjari.